it's very easy as someone in politics or a councillor to get excited about things, but I'm genuinely excited about the opportunity. We've just become the UK's 100th recognised age-friendly community, which is a major landmark for the UK, but specifically for Dorset. We know we've got one of the oldest populations in the country, and so this is an opportunity for us to lean into that rather than live in denial and embrace over a third of our residents.
How many people are over 65?
It's about 116,000 out of a total of 380,000 across the whole of Dorset. So that is a considerable number. It's far more than you'll find in most other areas. So the average percentage for over 65 for Dorset is about 30%. For the rest of the UK, most of the rest of the UK, it's around 19%. So we're leading the way. Where we go, they will follow in years to come. So this, for me, for the executive team at the council, this is an opportunity for us to find new ways of doing things, to do things in a way that leans into our older population, knowing that everybody else is going to be in the same position in a few years' time.
Now, who are your partners?
They are many and varied. In many senses, it's common sense. We have a client group that need support, that need to be recognised, that need a voice. As we've moved forward, we've been able to link up with NHS, with public health, but also with planning. I had a fantastic meeting with the plan. Who'd have thought, honestly, that planning could be interesting? It really was, because we were looking at how we can include old person friendly, lifelong housing into the planning design for Dorset going forward. Meeting with people from transport to look at what are the needs of our older population with regards to transport. How do you get that first mile to the shops? How do you get that first mile to the bus station? How do you get that first mile to where you need to be when actually your back's a bit dodgy, your legs aren't working quite the way they used to be, things aren't quite, you know, you can't just leap out in the same way that you used to. So there's opportunities here for working across all the areas of the council to deliver a collective vision.
Now, I was interested to see that the WHO are involved in this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this started off in 2006, 2007 with an initiative by the World Health Organization to develop the concept of age-friendly cities. And I became aware of it back in around 2012 when I was part of a group of people that sat on the initial founding committee for age-friendly cities for the UK that then got taken over by the Centre for Ageing Better and administrated through a national lottery fund. So I've been involved with it for a long time, but it originated as part of this global movement that includes places like New York and Paris, villages and towns. So now we talk about communities rather than cities, and it's something that affects Dorset particularly because we have such a range. We go from our highly rural areas to our urbanised areas. Every solution is going to be different. Every expression is going to have to be listened to.
So it's a conversation, really.
It is. It's not about having a one template that fits everybody, unless that template is saying we want to listen to what your needs are within your village, but then get residents within that local village to come together to say, well, actually, I've got a problem because we need a dropped curb just outside the post office, and there's no way, so I have to go all the way down, or there needs to be a pedestrian crossing. Wouldn't it be great if we could actually go to a council and say, what are the impediments to actually living well in the community? One thing that we've done recently in Lichfield Matravers is we've installed a bench halfway round a long dog walk. And this is fantastic because people who otherwise would not be able to do that walk anymore can now actually have a little sit down halfway through, give the dogs a biscuit or something, and then carry on with their walk. And it helps them live healthier. It helps us live connected. The sit down we have, we can have a chat with other people. So it helps us in all aspects. Just by one little change, making quite a big difference.
How can people get involved?
Well, we've got a video on a website that's on the council pages. So if you look up Dorset Council, Age Friendly, you'll find that. And we're also going to be putting out a questionnaire and a consultation that asks not just questions about what do you want done, but how do you feel? A lot of this is rooted in how people experience dignity as we age. It can be combating prejudice. It can be looking at how, as we get older, people become invisible. And so we want to be able to people to live not just well, but in dignity. And so it's listening to those things, how people feel safe, how people feel respected and included, how people feel in control of the things that happen to us as we age, not just where do we want a little change, a physical change to be made in the neighbourhood.
So are councillors of one?
This was cross-party. It's at our cabinet meeting last night. The cabinet voted unanimously, but we had support across all parties. And I would like this to be something that lives beyond any single administration, that it's a torch that we can carry on from one administration to the next, regardless of which party that is passed to. I think it's worth mentioning that this is more than just partnerships with agencies. I think it's worth mentioning that this is more than just one local charity. Some of this work is already going on. It might be going on in Sherborne, or it might be going on in Bridport, but nobody else knows about it. So some of this is just introducing charities that are already doing work that just needs to be celebrated and spread out across the rest of the county. In some ways, it's not a new initiative. It's just recognising what's already going on by NHS, by public health, but by charities, big and small, across the whole area.